In the name of Jesus, I share Bible message with us for this prayer section. We'll continue to study the story, the life of Joseph. Now, after Joseph gone through all of the afflictions, now, when God's time is up, he is lifted up and change, become a prosperity. So from chapter Genesis 41, now 2 years later, the Pharaoh, the king, has two dreams. And this dream to him made him so uneasy. So Pharaoh, his heart was greatly troubled by these two dreams. To him, it's repeated again. After the first dream, he woke up, and then he fell asleep. Then the second dream again. So it's just making such strange. He never experienced before. So Joseph's opportunity actually comes from this spirit of the trouble in Pharaoh's heart. So then, according to the Bible, the king called all the magicians and wise men in his country. So basically, this is a long process. If he want to call all the wise men from all the land, those people must come, right? So this is not happen. It's just one day or one night event. This is a process because nowadays we do the Bible, we do it so quickly. Because this is just like he's just a phone call away. Hey, you come to me and interpret the dreams for me. Not such a way. No internet, right? No telephone. So if the king have to call someone in, it's a process. You have to travel. And they have to come to the king. So this is a time. It's need time. So many people come. Of course, the king had to repeat his dream to them again and again. This is what I have dreamed. Tell me what is the meaning. No one can tell him. Right. So at this moment, this news must spread to this brother. Because supposedly this brother of Pharaoh is not the one to be called to interpret the dreams for him, right? So eventually, the news came to this brother. And then, at that moment, we don't know how many times, but he considered his own fault. So that's why in verse 9, then this chief brother said to Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my fault this day. He immediately wake up about what he had gone before, right? I totally forgot this man. So this is how he said to Pharaoh, call. And this is how he introduced Joseph to Pharaoh. And Joseph, he was, of course, immediately taken from the dungeon, from the prison to Pharaoh. So Joseph presented himself before the king. And this is a process first. This is a miracle. One night event. We can say this is dramatically changed. Not such a day we can find repeated. From a prisoner, overnight, he became a prime minister of Egypt. Egypt considered is the strongest country at that era. So how can it be, right? But actually, God already prepared Joseph a long time ago. Just wait until this moment, time's up, then miracle just happened. Miracle just not happen overnight, but miracle happened in the time, in God's time. Okay? So, we know how he presents himself in front of king. He shaved himself, and he changed his clothing, and then came in to Pharaoh in verse 14. Pharaoh said to Joseph, and Joseph answered Pharaoh. It's two-way communication. No need of interpreter. So, because Joseph has been well-trained already. So that's how we have to train ourselves. One day, maybe some days, we will also have to face this big task. But are we ready? Are we ready? When the Lord needs us to do something, can we just say, yes, send me, just like the prophet Isaiah, right? He answered to the Lord, send me. Here I am. Send me. That's why, through all the seminars, we come here, spend times, our precious summer times, in reading the Bible, praying together, praise to communicate with our Lord Jesus and to fellowship one another, to get our mutual encouragement from others, from other workers. We have to be ready. And then, when God's time, we can be used. So, the Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have heard someone say, you have such good thing. You can, it's in verse 15. I have heard saying of thee, you can understand a dream to interpret it. Purposely, actually, the Pharaoh purposely cover the man, right? So, we don't know at that moment how Joseph think about the butler. But Pharaoh, at least the king, didn't mention about the name. He just said, I heard someone say about you. It's very, very clever. The king is very wise, actually. He wanted to just test this man about what he can do, right? So the humility real show in Joseph. When he heard what the Pharaoh said, he said, it is not in me, but God. But God will give you the word of peace. So in verse 16, God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. He clearly understands the ability is not from him, but from God. God will answer Pharaoh about what as Joseph experienced before. So this is called humility. We have to learn. He is a man, not boast himself, and is not a, he also not a man to rebuke others. Say, oh, you see this that guy. No, just take it. No, this is everything is in God's hand. So he accept, and then he just focus on what he's supposed to do, not seeing others. Oh, this guy is so bad, so forgetful. How come he forget me? Right. So Joseph, he interpreted Pharaoh's dream. The dream we all know. We all know what is the dream, right? So after Joseph, he interpreted the dreams, then he gave Pharaoh advice. What he's supposed to do. This is the most important thing. Without this advice, then Pharaoh, he just faced the destruction which is coming 7 years later, right? So this is the most important advice Joseph gave to the king. You find an overseer. You must find a man. So in verse 33, Vincent, can you read? Okay, a man must have discerning and wise. Discerning ability, discerning, what is the discerning? What is discerning? Discerning is it's critique, right? It's very, very harsh, actually. It's not just this is good, this is wrong. You have to know how good this one is, how bad it is. So you have to be very sharp. So discerning is you know exactly, not just Not the fuzzy man say, oh, it's okay, this way is fine, this way is okay. No. It's discerning. It's just the cut wrong from right. It's very clear. So this is how he have to, because this man have to rule over all the land, and he have to deal with this very, very severe situation. This is what Joseph suggests. Find this man discerning and wise. And then, next, another. After you select this man, then set other officers. So, verse 34 to 36. Ariana, can you read? Genesis. So, this sweet advice to Pharaoh is very, very important about his future. He selected the overseer, then set the officers, then come up with the strategies. He have to know how to do it. Otherwise, it's just, if just a plenty for years come, just waste the food. So how wasteful right now in this society, right? If we take too much food and we just dump it in the garbage. You know, sometimes we don't manage it well about what we need. Then we took too much, and then we cannot finish it. We just throw it away. It's a how a waste for, right? So this officer must know how to deal with, how to store, use wisely about this grain, this food, because it will become very precious in the future. Same way. Today we are all learning, because right now you are only 17 years old, right? But in 10 years later, 20 years later, you become a father, mother. You have to know how to manage your house. You have to know how to use your resource, about your money, your time, your everything. So start from right now. Learn how to manage yourself about everything. You have to count the money, actually. Your father, mother get you money. They earn. They put effort to earn the money, times. So don't waste. Don't become just a person who don't care. I don't care. No, we cannot do this way. Okay, we have to care, because in the future you will have to care about everything. When you do you consider, if you have no money, how are you going to have a day? Even a day you cannot go, right? So, this is a strategy. The Pharaoh needed Joseph. He gave it a very clear, very smart way. So, this is how the Pharaoh discovered. Can we find such a man in whom is the Spirit of God? So, in 38 and 39, this is a The king just find out, just like find out a gold mine. Wow, this man is so wonderful. He not only is a humble man, but a wise, can discern it and know how to do. Why? Because he in whom is the Spirit of God. In as such as God has shown you this, all this, there is no one as discerning as wise as you. So this makes Joseph so outstanding about the entire country. To Pharaoh, this one, you know, last night he was a prisoner. But right now, he become, the Pharaoh says, "This, you are the best." And he are willing to entrust all his country to his hand. This is a dramatic change. Can we imagine if you are able also repeat the same thing? Is it possible? Is it possible? Yes or not? To men, it's impossible, but to God, everything is possible. That's why we have to have this mentality in relying on the Holy Spirit. So, in the future, maybe you will be a very important worker. You have to maybe deal with all the future of the church or your family. Can you do it? Yes, if we start cultivate ourselves, to equip ourselves from now to pray. Just like Joseph, he in his is the Spirit of God. Today, we already receive this spiritual gift, which is priceless. You cannot buy from by any money, no. Because this is a gift of God. So the Spirit of God, now, this Spirit is in Joseph and make him so wonderful, so outstanding. Today, this Spirit also is going to work in us. But we have to ask. We have to ask the Lord to fill with this same Spirit, the Spirit of God in Isaiah 11. Let's turn to Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon you. You change the him to you. You. This is the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. This Spirit can turn impossible to possible. Okay. To turn a prisoner to be a prime minister. And then, after we receive this Spirit of God, we really rely on the Spirit of God. If we are transformed by the Spirit, we will, just like in verse 3 said, his delight is in the fear of the Lord. Remember yesterday we mentioned about the fear of the Lord, right? How Joseph can resist the temptation from the master's wife? Because he feared the Lord. This is the mentality in mindset. If we really fear the Lord, we will do, can I do this such a big weakness, the great weakness to sin against God? No. But we need this Spirit to empower us to be able to say so, to resist sin. So our delight will be in the fear of the Lord. So we enjoy to follow God's commandment. We don't consider, oh, this regulation in TJC, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. I have no freedom. No, we are free. Really, we have freedom. We are so free in the truth. Okay. So, this is the work of the Spirit. And then, remember the workers talking about repentance? Right? Repentance, right? The Spirit of God is the Spirit of burning. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 4. Isaiah chapter 4. Verse 3 and 4. Sean. Are you sleeping? No, please read aloud. Isaiah. Louder. Thank you. So this spirit of God, also the spirit of judgment, the spirit of burning. What is judgment? Judgment is to discern right from wrong, right? So this spirit will wash away the filth of daughters of Zion. Actually, Isaiah, prophet Isaiah prophesied about the future. This same spirit will make us clean, make us become presentable before the Lord. So when we say repentance, if we want to really repent our past, if we have done something wrong, we need this spirit. We have to be filled with this spirit to burn our heart, to wash away all the filthy things in our life. And then this spirit of burning can purge the blood of Jerusalem, because the Jerusalem has been defiled by the enemy. The whole temple has been destroyed, and the city become the blood of the flooding with the blood. Flooding with the blood, just covered with blood. Then this spirit will burn and get rid of this unclean thing to purify them again. So this is the spirit we have to rely on. This spirit of God will also work in every one of us. Now, in Paul's prayer, in Ephesians chapter 1, 17, this is the spirit of God. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1, 17. Ephesians 1, 17 to 18. 17 to 18. Sister Sarah Rina. Okay, so this one of the important prayers of Apostle Paul to the disciples. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of Him. So we need this spirit, the spirit of wisdom. So that's why when we read Bible, we also need to pray. So I think many of us, we all come out with the routine to read Bible, right? Do you read Bible every day? No, not yet. Set yourself a schedule, read Bible every day. When you read every day, then after you read it, or before you read the Bible, kneel down and pray first. Guarantee you, you will read it differently, because the Spirit will move, will work in us. So this spirit of wisdom will really enlighten our eyes, so we can see the wonderful of the law. So this spirit of revelation can give us really true knowledge about our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Q&A, we do have a question of looking about true God and about the work of God. Why God want to do so? We ask so many questions about why, right? So that's why the revelation is so important. We have to know from through the Spirit. Then we have the knowledge of Him, really understand God's creation. And then we to be enlightened in our eyes, so we can see, understand. We can understand God's word. And to know what is the hope of His calling, why we are in TJC, what is the purpose. And to know what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in sense. We become God's riches of glory, of inheritance. God wants to receive glory from us. So we actually are, every one of us, our life have important goal, which is to glorify God. And God will receive inheritance from us. If our eyes are open, if our mind is enlightened through this Spirit, then we will change. We change our attitude, we change our lifestyle, we change our how we live in our daily life. Really, we can live in the Word of God. So, this prayer, let's all come over together to pray our Lord Jesus to fill us, this Spirit of God. So we can all have wisdom, we all have understanding, and we really can have the fear of the Lord and to keep His commandment and worship and serve together in the church. Let's come forward together and pray.